Okay, today we are continuing in the ninth parak of Masachas Menachos, and we're up to parak tes, Mishnah tes. Chomer b'smicha b'tenufa. There is something that's more chomer about smicha than the tenufa. The tenufa is the tenufas chaz of a shok, and the emurim of carbon shlamim. So the smicha has a chumra over tenufa, but tenufa mi b'smicha, and tenufa has a chumra over smicha. She'echad meinif l'kala chaverim. The smicha is more chamor in that when it comes to tenufa, if a lot of people bring a carbon together, one person could do the tenufa on everybody, on behalf of everybody. Ve'ein echad somich l'kala chaverim. But if everybody joins together to bring one carbon, one person cannot do the smicha on behalf of everybody. Each guy must do the smicha himself. The chomer b'tenufa, and the chomer that you have over tenufa, isha tenufa no hagis b'korbanos yachar b'korbanos sibur b'chayin b'shchutin. We do tenufa with korbanos yachar and with korbanos sibur and live animals as well as shechted animals. B'davar sheyesh bo rachayim, b'davar sheyein bo rachayim. Animals that meaning animals. Yesh bo rachayim means animals, and ein bo rachayim like korbanos mincha. Mashen kin b'smicha, where smicha obviously is generally done only on Karbanos Yachid and only on something that has not yet been shechted, and obviously only on animals. They don't do smicha on Karbanos Mincha. Moving on now to Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Homer Rebbe Shabbos Mishalosh Se'in, when they would have to bring the Karban Omer on Shabbos, meaning when the second day of Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they would have three of barley that they would make flour out of, and the saron of the flour that came out once they refined it enough that they needed for the korban omer was produced when they keep on sifting over and over and over again till they get from three se'in of barley to this one isaron of flour. Uvechol mechamish. But when it was not a Shabbos, they would start with five se'ah of barley and keep sifting and refining it more and more and more. So On Shabbos, we use less barley than we would during the week because you don't want to harvest as much on Shabbos. The Chum say, nah, whether it was Shabbos or a weekday, they would always start with three sitin of barley. Rabbi Chanina is going to call him Omer. On Shabbos, when the second day of Pesach was Shabbos, they would harvest it by having one person with one sickle to cut it and one basket so that they wouldn't be so much melacha done. But when they would do it on a weekday, there are three different people doing the harvesting with three different sickles and three different baskets in order to let the world know that they were doing the Ketziras HaOmer. And the Chum say both Shabbos and a weekday was three people, three baskets, three sickles in order to let the world know that they didn't do differently on Shabbos than they did during the week. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the ninth parak, we said that smicha is more chamer than tenufa in certain ways, and tenufa more than smicha in certain ways, because smicha is more chamer than tenufa, and that every owner of the korban has to do smicha, whereas only one person could do tenufa on behalf of everybody. Whereas on the flip side, tenufa applies to both korbanos yachid and korbanos tzibur, and both live and shechted animals, and even non-animals, whereas smicha is only is only on Karbanos HaYachid for the most part, and it's only on live animals and only on animals, not on other things. Mishnah Aleph, we learned that Rabbi Shmuel says that there was a difference between a Karban Omer that was brought on Shabbos and a Karban Omer brought during the week, in that when it was brought on Shabbos, they would start with three se'in of barley to knack it, to sift it down to an isaron of flour, whereas during the week, they would start with five se'in of barley. And Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim says, the Chum say that it was the same on Shabbos during the week, and a similar machlokas, Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim says that on Shabbos, they'd only have one person doing the work to harvest the grain for the korban omer with one kli and one basket, and during the week they'd have three people with three kelim, three baskets. And the Chum say, no, it was the same on Shabbos during the week. It was always with three people, three kelim, three baskets. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yod Mishnah Beis.